Welcome to the Myrtle Moms with Margaritas podcast. We're recording from Riptide's Oceanfront Bar and Grill today. It is beautiful outside.
Yes.
I'm Jen, Colton's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom.
And it's the most perfect day out today, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, this is
gorgeous.
Work.
I know. We had to take it outside.
I mean.
We had to take it outside today. So let's start off with, this is our true first round with margaritas. So, Shannon, what kind of margarita you got?
So I got, of course, I had to try the Riptide's margarita, which is their special margarita.
Okay.
Just got the plain regular margarita mix. Definitely have to try the strawberry one next, but this
Ooh.
Is very delicious, nice
yes,
and sweet.
Yes, yes, yes. And I want the little
one?
Frozen one
All
today.
Right.
So,
I like it.
Cheers.
Exactly.
Happy Friday.
Yay.
Whoop, whoop. Yes. What do you got going on this weekend?
So, let's see here. Flag football.
Okay.
We start flag football. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see how Grayson, just the youngest, is
first
actually
game.
Good. We have first game. We have second practice tonight, first
mm-hmm.
game tomorrow. So, you know, of course, that's always going to be entertaining just to see how the kids do for that.
Are they on the same team?
Well, Gabriel's actually not playing.
Oh, okay, okay.
He is in charge with helping Mama with the tailgate, with bringing
yes.
all the snacks and drinks for the kids.
I love it.
So, and then probably going to go to the St. Patrick's Day Parade in North Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, there's so much going on this
weekend.
There's
so much. And then Broadway's got their kids'
yep,
festival
we're hitting
going
up Kids
on.
Fest
are you going
for
to
sure.
that?
Yes.
What else are y'all doing?
So we're doing Kids Fest, and I think we're going to go down to the car show for a little while.
Forgot about the car show.
Run to the Sun
yeah.
car show. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That looks like a blast. There's
yes.
so many really cool cars here in the
and
area.
And then I heard that there's a macaroni and cheese festival.
Yes. That's in Merle's Inlet?
Yeah,
I think
it is. So.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. Gabriel made sure to tell me, but Mama, if they don't have Kraft macaroni and cheese, why would we go?
That's what I was like. Colton would love this,
yes.
but he would come back 300 pounds, and so would I. So we're avoiding the mac and cheese festival. Probably, you know,
yeah.
maybe in a couple of years when he can control himself. But
there
otherwise, no, we're
Not
avoiding
so
that one. So we'll stick to Kids Fest and the car show.
That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Kids Fest, they were saying there was some characters that are going to be there. I'm not too sure which characters.
Mm.
So, in a petting zoo, so we know that the kids love that.
Colton has discovered Mickey Mouse for the first time,
oh,
and I am so happy. He just came out and said it, and he was like, Mama, I want to watch Mickey Mouse. And I
yes.
was like, oh, how do you know who Mickey Mouse is? Like,
that's amazing.
This is awesome. So we turned on Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Yes.
It was awesome.
He likes to sing Hot Dog?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The boys used to jump up and down doing hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
And you know what? There are so many episodes that we haven't seen, which I'm excited about. We have so much content to watch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have Disney Plus?
We do have Disney
oh,
Plus.
Oh, yeah. You'll mm-hmm. be, yes, you're good. You're
yeah.
golden.
Yeah.
These are days like when you can turn on, you know, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and maybe sleep in for another 15, 20 minutes. It's really helpful. Saying.
Yes. Tips from me.
Tips from the kids that are a little bit
yes,
older.
Yes, exactly.
But we're so close in age.
Yes, 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 yes.
Well, I do want to say,
Day.
St. Patrick's Day. So, kind of did a little Googling here.
Okay.
Because
I'm ready for it.
I'm definitely, I got to say, you know, I decked out yesterday.
Yep.
We had a fun
costume contest winner right here.
Yes,
woo, woo.
Yes. It was definitely a lot of fun. I wore my Lucky Charms shirt with my green tutu.
Because John didn't dress up.
Yeah, because John didn't dress up. Exactly. Our producer, he always wins. Or Pam, one of our other employees, always wins. And she was actually out of town. So I'm like, yes, I have a chance. But St. Patrick's Day is always a fun day in our household
mm-hmm.
because we have a lot of Irish in us. And
mm-hmm.
growing up, my nickname was Shamrock. So, you know, we have to tie in a little bit of things when it comes to St. Patrick's Day. So I wanted to find out some interesting facts
okay.
about St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all,
I'm going to openly admit that
okay,
I don't
know
anything about
okay.
St. Patrick's Day. Yes,
well,
I have zero Irish in me.
I thought I knew something,
mm-hmm.
but not as much as I thought. So, did you know the real St. Patrick, he was born in Britain?
No.
Okay. And he didn't wear green. He mm-hmm. wore St. Patrick blue.
Ah.
No clue what color blue that is, but it's St. Patrick blue.
Probably like a navy-ish,
maybe,
right?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. You guys want some drinks? Are we okay?
I think we're okay.
Good.
They're delicious,
very,
though. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, okay. So St. Patrick's Day, it ended up turning over to green because
mm-hmm.
it was linked to the Irish independent movement in the 18th century. So it's like, oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
This is really cool. St. Patrick is credited for driving the snakes out of Ireland.
Okay, I did know there was something about that.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. But according to the fossil records, Ireland has never been home to snakes. It is too cold to host reptiles.
So there's some skewed history going on.
So there's that.
Okay.
The shamrock was considered a sacred plant. Okay. Now, I kind of read a little bit about mm-hmm. that one. But this one had me dying laughing. And I don't know if you eat that traditional St. Patrick's Day meal.
That's not my favorite.
Not me. Mm-hmm. But did you know there isn't any corn in the traditional St. Patrick's Day meal of corned beef and cabbage?
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Here's a little trivia for you. All right, there are 7 cities in the United States that actually dye their rivers mm-hmm. green. Do you know?
I know one of them, Chicago.
Okay.
Because I've been there for Chicago, which was awesome.
Was it cool?
Highly recommend if you get a chance to go to Chicago for St. Patrick's Day, do it.
Check that out.
I would think Savannah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Boston? Are they one?
No.
Does Boston even have a river that runs there?
I don't know. I've never been.
Who would have a river? I don't know.
San Antonio?
You're right.
Ooh.
Look at John.
What other states are we looking at? Like that would give me an option.
Indiana.
Okay.
Do you know which?
Indianapolis.
Areas? Good job. Okay. Actually, North Carolina has one. Do you know which area in North Carolina?
Who would have a river in North Carolina?
Charlotte.
Oh, that would make sense.
Right?
Okay.
Such a big area.
I've also heard that Charlotte's a lot of fun. I haven't done that one for St. Patrick's Day.
So the only time I've actually been and celebrated St. Patrick's Day out of the area was mm-hmm. actually in Washington, D.C., which they're one of them.
Mm.
And last but not least, you want to take the final guess? It's in Florida.
In Florida. St. Petersburg.
Well, no.
Tampa. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That's a party town.
That is a party town, right? I get it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first St. Patrick's Day parade was actually held in America, which I found kind of interesting.
Well, America loves parades.
We just love to celebrate.
Let's face it, yeah, we love parades.
And it was actually on March 17, 1601. And it was in Florida's oldest city, which is St. Augustine. So,
interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Hmm. And of course, like we mentioned, the North Myrtle Beach, they actually have their big St. Patrick's Day parade. Mm-hmm. And that brings over, I think, 30,000 guests actually for that particular parade.
It's insane. I've been in that parade so many times.
And yeah, you probably have.
It's crazy.
Yes.
You have to line up like
3 or 4 hours early, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, some fun St. Patrick's Day trivia.
Interesting.
For you. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. So,
Look at us getting knowledge on a Friday.
Right? Those type questions, yes. So you know.
Have you seen the trend on the internet that's asked the question about, are there more wheels or doors in the world?
So I have to admit, no.
Okay.
So
I've seen it a couple of times. I've had numerous arguments with Lewis about this.
Oh, now I'd love to just see
the So I've
arguments.
Been convinced on both sides.
Okay.
What is your first initial
gut
opinion on
that? Well, when you first brought it up, I was just like, okay, really? Is this really a thing? So, of course, I had to do the handy-dandy Google and be like, oh, okay, so I guess it is a thing. But I tried not to read anything else just because I don't want to...
Right. Influence your decision, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but the way I started thinking, I'm like, all right, so a car has typically... Four doors, but if it's an SUV, it has 5 doors.
Right.
So then, okay, 5 is more than the 4 wheels, mm-hmm. so at least there's that. But then you're thinking about, buildings,
mm-hmm.
and even just office buildings, houses. I would think there's more doors.
So that was where my initial thought was. But from a wheels perspective,
all right.
Think about, all the Hot Wheels that are out there.
Oh, Lord have
and,
mercy.
And, every single bicycle and... Everything else.
That is
true.
Have doors.
That is true.
Right.
But are they functionally doors?
Well, also think of this.
Some of them are.
Every car also has a steering wheel.
Oh, dang. So that takes away.
Five.
Okay, that's 5.
That's 5 just on cars alone.
Okay.
But then you look around and you're like, okay, look at all these hotels that have every single door within.
That you have to be able to go into.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the door.
Me too. I'm thinking door, but... That
I'm
is
going
true.
Wheels.
You're going wheels. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Mm-hmm. Here we are. We're a little divided right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that always helps when it comes. Now, you know, anywhere I go, I'm going to start counting.
Right.
Wheels to doors. All right. How many is here? Okay.
Yes. Huh.
That's a funny. I wonder how did this
right?
argument
who,
come
who
about?
Who started that argument?
It's like mm-hmm. that. What was it? The colored dress or something?
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
was the blue purple. Or gray, purple
yeah.
or
yeah.
Yeah.
Or have you ever done the one that is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Okay. So this is a highly debated topic. We
okay.
did it in a former life. We actually did it at a Pelicans game, and we like had
oh, cool.
the crowd judge
yeah.
who would be, whether it's a
whether
hot dog
a
or
hot
sandwich.
Dog.
I have never heard so much debate over one topic in my entire life. It was insane.
So who won?
Eventually it was not a sandwich.
Not a sandwich.
I don't think it's a sandwich.
Okay. I mean, you could. It's in a bun.
It is in a bun.
But
yes.
If I'm thinking sandwich, I'm thinking like a peanut butter and jelly,
mm-hmm.
Or yeah, two pieces of bread.
Pieces of bread.
But
yeah.
I
yes.
will tell you.
That's what I think. It's one
right?
piece of bread, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there are nights that I forget to get like hot dog buns, and then I will cut the hot dog in half for the kids, and then put it on each side, and then put it together.
Well, and the other thing too
but that's
is
not that often.
Technically. The hot dog is just the piece of meat.
That's true.
So, like, you can have
yeah,
a hot dog
just,
without the bun.
Exactly.
And then it does not, definitely
okay,
not a sandwich,
I'm with
right?
You on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that one's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a sandwich.
All right, so at least we agree on
we
that
agree
one.
We agree on that one.
Fair.
But
fair.
I will have to say, so you got your Blue Jays shirt on, right?
Blue Hens.
Yeah, Blue Hens.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're in March Madness
yes.
season.
Mm-hmm.
So how's your brackets looking?
Oh, it died yesterday. It died. Iowa.
Yeah,
Iowa knocked me right out.
Kentucky messed me up.
That was a great game,
yeah.
though. That was
yes,
amazing.
Right?
I stayed up until 10:30 to watch that game. Past
did,
my bedtime.
But
only
girl,
basketball will allow
will
me
allow
to stay
you.
Up past my bedtime.
I was just excited that the Tar Heels, at least,
mm-hmm.
are going to the next round.
They looked really good.
Yeah.
Really,
so I'm
really good.
We can,
yeah.
fingers crossed, stay
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
Yes, I'm representing the Blue Hens today,
like
my
it.
Home state. Both our men and women are actually
yeah.
in the tournament, which is very exciting.
That is awesome. Have they played yet? Are they?
So the men play at 2:45 today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
the
we know you're
play
be
tomorrow.
Locked in.
And NC State's women play tomorrow, too. So.
Okay. So we know where Jen
number
is.
One seed. Whoop.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Watch out.
That's the other thing
cool.
I'm probably doing this weekend is watching basketball.
Exactly.
So,
hey,
yeah.
that sounds like a fun day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's supposed to be pretty out, so maybe bring the TV outside.
Yeah, maybe come right back
go
here.
Come back here,
yeah,
right?
Put it on the phone and
I like
enjoy.
It. Exactly. Let the kids run around. We'd be fun.
Yes, yes. Okay, so let's not let this food get any
yeah,
colder.
Exactly. It looks really good.
Yes, so we're going to dig in. Stay tuned, guys. We do have an interview with a local swim instructor who is going to give us all kinds of tips and tricks on how to keep your kids safe in the pool this summer. Spring break is right around the corner if you're not already celebrating spring break. And it's always good to have safety tips when your little ones are around a pool. So stay tuned. You definitely want to listen to this one. A lot of fun information in it.
And
yeah,
it's Jen's mother-in-law.
It is my mother-in-law,
so
yes.
even better. So, we'll see you guys later.
Yep. Bye.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.